Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Fascinating news this morning that the United States has done a diplomatic turnabout or a U-turn. So in recent weeks, we know that they had publicly declared that they would boycott the upcoming G20 summit in Johannesburg. A fairly historic decision given the US's role in the G20. Then, in what only can be described as an 11th hour pivot, Washington signaled a change of mind. Perhaps not full attendance, but certainly a willingness to represent some form of representation. Why the flip? What does that mean for South Africa's presidency of the G20, for USSA relations, and of course for the G20? To help us unpack this is Peter Fabricius. He's an independent foreign policy journalist and an analyst writing mainly for the Daily Maverick. Peter, thank you for joining us. A very, very good morning to you. To begin, could you briefly walk us through the timeline? You know, not the details of the actual timing, but really, what's happened until this point?
Yeah, well, as you said, you know, President Trump was very adamant that no official, U.S. official would attend the summit after, you know, originally saying that the Vice President of France would attend, and then that was reduced to nothing, no one at all. So then, but what's happened now is that yesterday, Ramaphosa, it started to emerge, this Ramaphosa rather kind of, shall we say, ambiguously confirmed that the U.S. had asked to participate.
Right.
You know, what we heard was that they sent a letter to, you know, the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, specifically asking for the charge, if the charge d'affaires, the acting ambassador, Mark Gillard, could attend just the closing ceremony, you know, with
right.
some support staff. To receive the formal baton, if you like, the presidency of the G20 from South Africa, because US is going to be the next president.
Mm.
But when Ramaphosa was asked that, he was kind of quite unclear about whether that was all they were asking for or participation in the full summit, and he said that there'd been new information. But that hasn't emerged. But what did emerge is that his spokesman Vincent Magwenya then posted on X that he would not hand over, Ramaphosa would not hand over the presidency of the G20 to a charge d'affaires. In other words, it seems like they are kind of insulted at the notion of handing over to a junior, you know, quote, junior unquote official. So that's kind of where we stand, and I don't think that they've formally declined the request, but it's clearly going to, you know, further sort of aggravate relations, which are at a pretty low point anyway.
And in terms of this, what seems to be this change of heart, do we have any idea who is going to be attending, and if that would be acceptable in terms of what you've just told us about Ramaphosa?
Well, the point is that is it a change of heart? It's so, as I said, my information is that the request was very explicitly and limited to, you know, the acting ambassador attending the closing 20 minutes of the closing ceremony or whatever, in order to receive the presidency from Ramaphosa, not to participate.
Oh, I see. Right.
So, and well, I mean, but you know, your question is perfectly valid, because Ramaphosa left that question open in at the press conference yesterday, because he was very vague about what exactly. Well, he was kind of suggesting that the request was vague, but I don't think it is a vague request, as far as I know, unless there is indeed an update communique that they're not revealing the content of. It just seemed to be to participate in the handing over ceremony.
Right.
Is that a change of heart? I don't know.
It's fascinating because obviously South African media in general is much more supportive of South Africa and would like to spin it as this, almost as though, you know, the U.S. have folded and they've, you know, now agreed, and this shows obviously South Africa's strength. But I think that's a danger too, as you said, to it, in terms of the relationship, which is so poor at the moment and unfortunate, because South Africans very, very much would prefer the economic benefits of having a good relationship with the United States over the arrogance or the one-upmanship of saying, you see, we told them what to do.
Yeah, look, I mean, gosh, one could go into the complexities of this, but it really is just as I was saying earlier, just further evidence of the strain. I mean, and look, Trump has treated South Africa really badly, and you know, on the basis of completely exaggerated or false accusations about a genocide and so on, which is what he invoked again when he announced that no official was attending. You know.
Yes.
So it's a. But as you say, South Africa obviously feels the need to try and maintain a relationship because it's economically very important.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to be going about it the right way. It's really been peppered with this I don't know, theatre, which seems so unnecessary when the actual details around it and the results are so much more significant than how it appears to whomever. You know, I just can't really understand a policy that is all about, as I said, theater showmanship rather than the actual substance of what that relationship brings. Surely that's the goal, not what it just appears to be like.
It's also are in a sense like individuals who have pride and dignity and so on, and I think they clearly feel that has been grievously injured by the U.S. the way that Trump has treated South Africa. You know, so I mean, the ANC is not perfect and it's made mistakes in foreign policy and it's been quite arrogant about the U.S. in the past, but I mean, Trump's reaction now is really quite excessive.
Where as it might be, and I'm certainly not defending it, because I think this whole notion is more than problematic. But at the same time, as South Africa continues to raise the stakes, so does he. That's the nature of the personality. Again, what's more important here? Surely it's about the substance. So therefore, deal with the person as you find them. Deal with a personality type as they are. And you're not going to win by South Africa's approach. And if that's what is good for South Africa, well then great, go ahead and do it. But ultimately, we're not going to achieve anything for the people of the country by adopting that policy and knowing the personality of the leader of the United States.
I'm not sure that I agree with you on that. I mean, if you look at what's happening about the summit, you know, Ramaphosa made very emphatic points at this press conference that, you know, the U.S. is part of the G20. There's, you know, it's entitled to participate. There's a seat that remains open for it. Okay, now he's saying that, you know, that handing over to Sharjah is a problem. Yeah. One can query the wisdom of that. It's is it an indignity or not? And in a certain sense, any official representing a country represents the president. You know, so yeah, it's one of those kind of finer points of diplomatic protocol that one can debate.
Before I let you go, what do you think, what should we be looking out for in terms of signs around the U.S.-South Africa relationship over this next period?
Yeah, well, this participation, I guess, was going to be one of them. I mean, clearly, they've been working on a new, you know, trade deal, which and we haven't heard about that for quite a long time. So one wonders whether that has actually simply died, you know, a death, or whether that's still a possibility. And the problem is that, you know, the trade officials can talk to the early hours about the, you know, the details on trade and tariffs and lowering the tariff and allowing this and all product and all that. And then if Trump just decides that that South Africa is killing, you know, is killing Afrikaners, then it all goes out the window. You know?
It is. It's very, very concerning, and it certainly doesn't. What's that old proverb? When I think it's the elephants who fight, it's the grass that suffers. Something like that. I have completely butchered it, not intentionally, but that is the reality. Unfortunately, that this doesn't benefit South Africans in the way that we would like it to. Peter Fabricius, thank you very much. As always, independent journalist and analyst on foreign policy issues, writing mainly for the Daily Maverick.